keep going? What is that? I wouldn't want to be in your shoes. I'll tell you that.
It was great. I'll put it. Thank you.
Good morning, Sandusky, Sanilac County. Today we are here in our parking lot to celebrate Pentecost. Welcome back. Woo-hoo! It's good to see all of you. Woo-hoo! This morning's announcements is that Suzanne Hickson and I took 16 buckets to Sanford for the flood, and we're continuing to do that. You're going to hear more of that in the message. Keep bringing supplies for our flood victims. We also want to pray for Jared McCready and for the Deacon's family. Also today, we're going to celebrate with three of our students who got Student of the Week. Adeline Moore. Woohoo! Kylie Haynes. And Corbin Wilkinson. Today we have birthdays for Lorraine and Carter. Actually today. Woohoo! And next week we're going to have, this coming week, Cherokee and Cheryl. And we have an anniversary to Mike and Aaron Moore. Woo! All right, we're going to get started on this worship by singing. I'm going to sing when the Spirit says sing. Our call to worship this morning is, bless the Lord, O my soul. You are clothed with honor and majesty. You make the wind your messengers. Fire and flame are your ministers. You send forth your spirit, and all is made new. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. Amen. Let's pray. Holy and gracious God, we thank you that we can gather back, even in a parking lot, to celebrate and give you glory and honor. We praise you this morning as we celebrate Pentecost, and we can know that your Spirit is with us through the wind and the fire, and through you, Lord. We thank you for your presence. In the name of the risen Christ, amen. Let's sing As a Fire is Meant for Burning.
Not to
Today we have our children's message, and I know you're in your cars, but you may just want to step out a little bit. I think I can see some way over here and front here. I want to ask you a few questions, and I may not be able to hear you, but today we're talking about Pentecost. And so as we talk about Pentecost, I want you to know, tell if you can feel the wind. Sometimes I get up in the morning and I check my phone for the weather, and yep, it may be a windy day. But sometimes I can see it in the trees. Can you see it in the trees? Now, sometimes we can't see that wind, can we? But can we feel it? Put your hands up. Can we feel it? Absolutely. If you look up here, I have to have stone on my Bible so that my pages don't blow and I can know where I am. And we had to have a stone down on the bulletins for a while so that they didn't blow away. But I can't see the wind, can you? Well, today we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, can we see the Holy Spirit? No, we can't see the Holy Spirit. But can we feel the Holy Spirit sometimes? Yes, all right. And so today you wore red. Thank you. Red at the beginning of the church. It's the birthday of the church. So today we're going to sing happy birthday. So Tina is inside today and she's going to play happy birthday. Here we go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear church. Happy birthday to you. Woo! Woo! All right. Let's go ahead and pray, kids. Here we go. Dear God, thank you for the beginning of the church, that we can feel and know your presence is with us. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for our God, and we thank you for our church, and that we can come together and be in your presence. In the name of Christ, we pray. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. We're going to hear the word from Psalms this morning, chapter 104. Hear these words, verses 24 to 35, 34 and 35b. How many are your works, Lord? In wisdom you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. There is the sea, vast and spacious, teeming with creatures beyond number, living things both large and small. There the ships go to and fro, and Leviathan, which you formed to frolic there. All creatures look to you to give them their food at the proper time. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are satisfied with good things. When you hide your face, they are terrified. When you take away their breath, they die and return to the dust. When you send your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He who looks at the earth and it trembles, who touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. May my meditation be pleasing to him, as I rejoice in the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul. Praise the Lord. May God add the blessing upon the reading of this word. Amen. And now it's time for our pastoral prayer. Again, keep Jared and his family and deacons and their family in your prayers. And we thank you for all the students of the week. And we pray for all the flood victims. This week, we're also praying for Team One Credit Union. Let us go to our Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for all that you do for us. We thank you that we can gather flood buckets with cleaning supplies, that we can be your hands and feet, that we can reach out to those who have lost loved ones, for those who are sick and ill, for those that continue to heal at home. And we pray, Lord, for all of those that have had the COVID, have passed. We pray for their loved ones and those that continue to recover. We ask, Lord, that you surround our country, bringing healing and bringing peace. We pray for the family of George who passed away from an officer. And we ask, Lord, that we can find peace in this world, not riots, but that we can come together and know that you are present and that we can have a change in attitudes and love and that we can praise your name, to worship you, to bow down to you, and to be your hands and feet to do what is right in this earth and to help others. We ask, Lord, that you bathe us with your love, that we may bathe others with your love and our love, to be able to assist them and help them. We pray for those that are still at home. And Lord, we pray that sometime soon we can gather in our building, that we can continue to worship you together face to face. And so we give you all these things, and we ask, Lord, that you hear our prayer and have mercy. In the name of our risen Lord, who taught us together to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let us sing Spirit of the Living God.
Yeah.
Today's New Testament reading comes from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 21. The Holy Spirit coming at Pentecost. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each one of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now they were staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. And when they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard their own language being spoken. Then how is it that each of us hears the native language? Aren't they who all are speaking Galileans? Well, there's Parthians and Medes and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and part of Libya, near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues. Amazed and perplexed, they ask one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They've had too much wine." But Peter addresses the crowd, and he stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and said, "Fellow Jews, and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what has been said by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing to you, O Lord. And now may there be less and less of me and more of you. These things I pray. Amen. When Jesus Christ died, he rose again from the dead. He came on this earth after his resurrection before ascension. And last week, we celebrated on Sunday, even though ascension was like on Thursday of that week. And it had been 40 days between Easter, when he rose, and the time that he ascended. And there's those 10 days from the ascension to Pentecost. He says for them to wait. Wait until the Holy Spirit poured out on you. So 10 more days to wait, which is today, Pentecost. And then he sends down his power of the Holy Spirit on those disciples and those that were witnessing. And 3,000 people, 3,000 people were added to believers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Wow, amen? And so I was thinking, can you imagine? I'm not sure how many people we have here in Sandusky. But I was thinking, what happened if 3,000 people came to our church And they believed in Jesus Christ because the Holy Spirit came on them and they believed. Because we shared the word of God with them. That's what happened on that day, is that the Holy Spirit came down and they began to understand. And Peter began to address them. This is what the prophet has said was going to happen. And now the Spirit is on each one and they're hearing it in their own language. Well, our bishop, Bishop David Bard, this week sent a note to us as pastors. And he said, you know, we've been speaking in tongues for the last several months. And then he went on to say, we've been speaking in tongues by Zoom meetings, from the computer, the phones. We've been speaking in tongues by being able to having to wear masks. It's a whole different world. And back in those days, it was a whole different world for them too. They were seeing fire on the shoulders of each one of them. And the wind, the violent wind, you know, we don't have any wind today compared to what happened on that day. But the wind came. And I'm thankful for a little bit of wind that we can understand that the wind came and the fire came, not to hurt them, but to believe in Jesus Christ, that he has the power and the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. And it is upon them and it is upon us today as we believe in our Lord Jesus Christ. Boy, praise the Lord for that, right? Praise the Lord. Yep, amen. And so this is great being in the parking lot. I can't all see you in your cars, but I know you're here. And so as we hear about this story, that is actually when the birthday of the church started. They didn't have churches. They were just going in people's houses. 3,000 people. But they didn't have a building. And in this time, we haven't been in our building. But do we have to be in the building to be the church? No, absolutely not. We are the church. People are the church. And we have the power of the Holy Spirit. And I know we all want to get back in this church, in this building. But we are the church. We've been doing ministry all this time. Amen. The children have been doing Sunday school. We have been taking flood buckets. And I have to tell you, Suzanne and I went this last week. We took 16 buckets over to Sanford to the Reverend Lisa Cook, who's a friend of mine. And her parsonage had also been destroyed. She let us in. She'd already done two cleanings, needed to have more clean. The fans were going to try to clear up the water. Her back deck moved about 6 to 8 inches from the violent rain that rushed through. It was hard to even fathom, even though we'd seen pictures on TV. It was hard to believe what was actually happening in Sanford. The church had, they live right next to the church, and the church is up a hill a little bit, but their bottom part got rained as well with all the water, had to take the carpet out. But the church itself was pretty good, the church building. So we took these 16 buckets, and Lisa, Reverend Lisa, said, you need to go down by the lake, the Sanford Lake, and take a look at it. Because as you know on TV, it's gone. So we went down less than a mile from their house and looked at the lake. And it kind of wandered around all these people's houses. And half their house was out in front of their houses, dumped. And they were still hauling things from the house and putting them on the edge of their property so that the people could pick them up. And Suzanne and my heart just broke. It broke. We just wanted to cry. And we stopped at this one house. A man was outside bringing stuff out. And we said, can we get out and take a picture? Can we come to the property? And he said, yes. And we had our red United Methodist t-shirts on. Yay. said, we just delivered these buckets and we want to go back and make a report to our church. And he said, but be careful because it's pretty muddy. We went to the back of the house where we took some pictures, and you'll see those soon. And we were just astonished. Sometimes you couldn't tell if there was a camper or a shed or whatever in this dry place that used to be the lake. And the mud and the trees, and it stunk. And these people have to live with that. They have to live in a place that is ruined their house. And so we told the man, we said, you know, we just took these flood buckets that have cleaning supplies, and they're free. Go down to the United Methodist Church just a little bit down the road and pick up some cleaning buckets. Well, we were already been gone 10 minutes from Reverend Lisa's house. And when we went back to her, past her house to come home, two of those buckets had already gone. And Lisa, Reverend Lisa, emailed me yesterday, all of the 16 except two were gone, and they're gone today. So she said she thanks you and much appreciated from all the members around Sanford. The participants or the people there are so appreciative of all that they've done. And see, that's a part of the story of Pentecost, that we have the power of the Holy Spirit now to be able to be God's hands and feet and to go and take care of the world. Go, did you hear all these areas, these countries, these places, these people were from all over? And by the power of the Holy Spirit, you and I can make a difference in the world. We don't have to be in the church building. We can do it because we're God's people and we're called to be His hands and feet and go and help others, to love them, to help them. Now, I know many of us want a hug. Here's some hugs. I'm sending you hugs. I want to hug you. But the most important thing that we can do is to help others. We have people in our church and in our community that are hungry. They are still waiting for checks. They're still trying to get unemployment. They're hungry. They have needs. And we are helping them out to the best of our knowledge. I hope we keep it up. No matter what or when we come into this building, I pray that we can continue to be God's people and to be His hands and feet and to help all of those who are in need. We are some that are traveling from our area to U of M Monday through Friday to get treatments. We have some that have a baby that you've all heard about through email that is still at U of M, and the parents come from here to there, and we're asking that you help us with gas cards or snacks for them because they're away from home to try to take care of this infant that is 1 pound, not even 2 pounds. We need to be able to reach out and help them. We need to continue to help those flood victims with cleaning supplies. And I know at first we thought, Suzanne and I thought, we are never going to fill 17 buckets. It won't happen. That's a lot of buckets. Well, 16 were full, and now we have more things that have come in, and we're going to be making another run. But we need more. In that cleaning list, we're asking the community to join our effort because it's not about the United Methodist Church helping those that have been flood victims. It's about the community of Jesus Christ. It's about the community helping one another to fulfill their need. Because we have that power of the Holy Spirit. Can't you feel His presence now with you? As the wind blows, He is here with us now. And so as we celebrate that, we ask that you bring to life the help and need of others as we continue to help others who are in need. I appreciate our bishop Bishop David Bard, who had told us that we are doing things differently, is like having the Holy Spirit confuse us. Well, in that time, he said, well, are they drunk? No, it's only 9 o'clock in the morning. But in our earthly place now, with a coronavirus, with the death of a black man, the Holy Spirit, I believe, is speaking to us that wants us to call on the name of our Lord God to please bring peace, to bring justice, to bring love and kindness to others. Amen? And I pray that we can make a difference in this world because we have that power of the Holy Spirit. May he make us, as that one song said, may he mold us and make us, may he fill us and use us, that we can help others who are in need. For we need to do that. Even in this time of the coronavirus, when people are getting angry, when the time of death of a black man for Black Lives Matter, what I want to say is all lives matter. All lives matter. Yes, 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 yes. There were different people here. You heard me read the list that they were from all over. Pergia, Pamphylia, Egypt, Libya, Cyrene, Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, and on and on and on. There were different people then. And guess what? God poured his Holy Spirit on them. Not just the Jews, not just the... He poured it on everyone. And he's doing that today. God is pouring his Holy Spirit on you and I. And we need to stand up for the truth. We need to share and be witnesses to others that we share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen? What are we? So what do we do today? What do we do today? We pray. We pray for those who are in need. We pray for those who are hurting. We pray for peace in our country. We pray, we pray, we pray. But we don't get angry about not being in this building. I know we all want to get there, but we're going to do ministry anyway. Amen? We're going to do ministry. And we're going to be God's hands and feet, no matter where we are, no matter who we are. Some of us that are here have more than others. We are so blessed. When Suzanne and I saw all the flood and all those victims, several of them were older people, the elderly. I don't even have words to say, to even imagine what they were going through. I just pray that even through a bucket of cleaning supplies, that they saw the love of Jesus Christ. I pray they saw the love, not just from Suzanne and I, that's not what it was about, but that they could see the love of the United Methodist Church, to see that people cared and were there and wanted to be there for them. And they were so appreciative. They were so appreciative because we care. That's what's happening now in the riots. They want to be heard. They want people to care. God loves us and he cares. And he's given some of us so much. Are we all not blessed just being here this morning? Yes. And we surely are. So as I close this morning, I pray that you and I will continue to help those who are in need and use this Holy Spirit that we have been melded and molded into as Christians, that we will now go and spread the word of Jesus Christ to all the people in Sandy, to Sanford, and to the ends of the world. Amen. Now let's take up our offering. Tina's going to play for us. I'm not sure. I think the offering has already been taken up. So, Tina, if you would play. Doxology. God, we give you thanks for these gifts, that they may be used to continue the ministry of this church and for this community and throughout the world, that we bless you and we worship you. So we give you all praise and honor. In Christ we pray. Amen. Thank you. Let's sing the Spirit song as we close our worship. That you will allow God to send the Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit upon you. If you haven't accepted Jesus Christ yet as Lord and Savior, I pray today is the day that will make that difference, that you can have His peace, that you can have His love, because the power of the Holy Spirit will descend on you as you believe in Him, as you go forth from here. Know that God loves you and God is ready to fill you and use you for His name and His glory. Go now in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Grace that taught my heart. my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear. The hour I first believed.
My Savior God.
sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art, how great thou art.
That the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name, would care to feel my hurt. Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose to light the way?